the fact that this happens after the return of the First Lady, and also that ZANU-PF dragged in making the decision, means that both President Mugabe and the First Lady have been able to assert themselves and make sure that this decision reflected what they wanted, and that everybody would have understood it as their decision rather than them acting out of pressure from the lower structures of the party. But I think also that this may mean that certainly we will not have any more expulsions, because if that were to be the case, it would necessarily become very reckless on the part of the ZANU-PF Politburo to sort of create a huge outside network out of expelled members of the party.
How do you see Mr. Mliswa and Mr. Mtasa proceeding?
I think that ZANU-PF has a long history of expelling people, and that it almost depends on the aptitude and the abilities of those that are expelled to manage themselves, you know, with the view of whether returning back to the party or certainly staying outside the party completely. But I think that both Mliswa and Mtasa owe a great deal of their personal wealth and so forth to their membership to ZANU-PF and to the presidency of President Mugabe. And for that reason, I think that they will still be under massive control of the party, and that is possibly the reason why Maim Juru has herself, despite massive economic and political influence, may or will not be able to set up a separate party from ZANU-PF, because they have a lot more to lose from completely estranging themselves as individuals from the powers within ZANU-PF.